Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Conti Harrison, our guest taster for the month. Nice to see you.
It's been so much fun. Thank you.
It has been. Mary Zajac, our regular taster for all the months.
Well, you're an irregular taster.
All of the above. So
this has been so nice to do together.
It has been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it, I must confess. Thank you very much.
Thank you both for inviting me.
I noticed that in the wine store, still you walk in, there's a million rosés, so we're still tasting rosés. What's so bad about that? So we have two really interesting ones from France. Let's start with a Beaujolais Village rosé. The grape is Gamay, and this is from the Château Thévin, 2017 harvest. You don't see, as Mary pointed out to me quite correctly, you don't see too much Beaujolais that is made into rosé. So what do you think, Mary?
I loved this one. It's everything I like about Beaujolais, the earthiness, the bit of cherry, the balance, but in a different form. I don't even want to say a lighter form because that's not accurate, but it's just transmorphed into a rosé. I would love it with chicken salad, any kind of cold composed salads, roast chicken even. Anything that I would drink Beaujolais with, maybe even hamburgers. I like grilled hamburgers and Beaujolais. So.
And it's a good excuse to chill your Beaujolais, which you kind of do a bit of anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like Beaujolais for the summer. Conti Harrison, what do you think?
So I was thinking kind of the same thing, is that it's just so beautifully balanced and nothing really stood out to me except that I liked it. Even if Thanksgiving is going to be hot, whether it's hot or cold, I think that you could get away with having this for a turkey dinner.
Yeah, actually, I would have this as an aperitif, and then Beaujolais with the meal would also be quite lovely, too.
All right, so get back to the wine shop and stock up for your... Exactly. So we can have it on Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Cru Beaujolais is not too expensive these days, so I think that would be a great thing to do. Claude Geoffrey is the winemaker. Récolté, vinifié et embouteillé. Three words I'm going to look up very soon. But vinified, I think, and various other things, but by Monsieur Geoffrey. I like this a lot, too. We go down south in France to the Costières de Nîmes for Château de la Tour de Béreau from 2017. Mary, you said you've had this before?
I have. It stands up every year. It's got a nice core of minerality to it. It's not super fruit forward, but also still very balanced. Again, just a nice wine from the south of France.
Mm-hmm. Conti Harrison, for you?
This was a big... I love this. I love this wine. And part of it is the nose. It just begs for you to take a sip. I think what I love is the juxtaposition of strawberries or something, but then maybe a little pineapple too. It was just delicious. I loved it.
I like this very much. The cépage was 55% Grenache Noir, 30% Mourvèdre, and 50% Syrah. This was a Voila collection wine, and it was indeed Voila. I thought this was great. The importer for this was Oslo Imports. Got to give them some points, and also points to Kermit Lynch. When do they ever have a bad wine? Two lovely rosés. We'll get them up on the website. Château de la Tour de Béreau from 2017, and also from Beaujolais 2017. Beaujolais Village Rosé from Claude Geoffrey. So both really highly recommended, both around $15. Conti Harrison, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Mary Zajac, always a pleasure.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Cheers.